Good afternoon from Greers Ferry, Arkansas. We are at Westside High School for the 1A2 regional third place game. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on a familiar foe, the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Your Lady Bear basketball today being brought to you by the Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plain. Baxter Family Health Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Alice Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. FNBC Community Bankers. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Whittle Springs. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Ozarka College. Mammoth Spring School District. And Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear basketball. Again, the Lady Bears taking on the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Fourth time this season. This time it is for third place here in the 1A2 regional tournament. Of course, both these teams will advance into the state tournament next week down at Harrison, Arkansas, at North Arkansas College. Lady Bears was coming off that loss last night. They were upset by Concord in the semifinals last night here at Westside High School. We're a little over 5 minutes away from the tip-off. We're going to take a break. We'll have more coming up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing. The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send 4 teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit afbic.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Arkansas Activities Association is one of 50 state organizations that belong to the National Federation of State High School Associations. This association formulates policies, game rules, and standards for inter-school competition. The schools of Arkansas have adopted these rules on eligibility, which correspond to those recommended by the National Federation. Again, good afternoon. I'm Mike Robinson here at Westside High School in Greers Ferry, Arkansas. We're in the Brady Hip Arena, set for the third place game of the 1A2 regional senior girls competition, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mark Tree Lady Indians. These two teams, like I said, have already met 3 times. This is the 4th meeting on the season. Last time they met was in the championship of the 1A2 district down at Crowley's Ridge Academy. In that game, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears defeated Mark Tree 57-33. The final score, they had three players that scored in double figures in that game. Again, we're about 2.5 minutes away from the tip-off here. Big upset last night. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the number one ranked team in the state, defending state champions, lose to Concord. Just never really played their game. It's just one of those nights. Had a bad night, fortunately. They still move on to the state tournament, and they can still get things turned around and get back to playing the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks especially. I thought they've been really playing some good basketball But again, struggled last night with her shot, struggled with some turnovers, and we expect a better game from the Lady Bears today. We're about 2 minutes away from the tip-off. We want to say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here with the starting lineups coming up here in about 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Beyond Measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hey, welcome back here to Westside High School, Greers Ferry, Arkansas. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears be introduced to the crowd. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. And the first player out is the sophomore, Molly Corbett. And then the four seniors will have Lainey Young out next, wearing number 3. Number 4 is Brim Washam. Next out, number 23, Tay Davis. And the final player, number 24, Adriana Corbett. Those are your starters for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now we'll get the Mark Tree Lady Indians as they take the floor. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They are in the home white. And we are set for the starting lineups. The first player out is number three. That is LaCrissa Dupree. Number five, Alyssa McGuire. Starting two freshmen here. Number 10 is Zanomi Anderson. Good little point guard for the Lady Indians. Number 15 is Journey Versi, another junior. And the final starter, number 21, Alicia Rand, wearing number 21. This is a young Mark Tree team. You know, they're ranked third in the state and have been the number two team in the district all year long, but they don't have any seniors coming back. So they're going to bring that entire team back next year, hopefully. And a lot of them are freshmen. We'll get some final instructions here from the coaches. Coach Scott Small talking to his team, and Coach Colt Frazier visiting with the Mark Tree Lady Indians on the opposite side of the floor. Stepping into the center circle will be number 21, Rand, and she'll jump it up. Tay Davis will step in with her, or Tay usually jumps center, and she will. She'll step in here to jump center. Lady Bears, kind of curious after that loss last night if they're going to come out here and play a little mad tonight, not happy about losing that. See how they play. Referee steps in. We are set for basketball. Ball in the air, controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Molly Corbett going to the basket. Holds up, back out to Young, over to Corbett. Corbett back out to Davis. Davis over to Adriana Corbett. Back to Adriana on the cut to the basket. To Young, three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Rand. So Lady Bears missed their first shot. Quickly up the floor. Into the middle, a steal by Tay Davis. Tay will turn, brings it up the left side of the floor, back to the middle now, top of the key. Stops behind the three-point line, gets the ball in the corner to Corbett. They look inside, Davis goes baseline, she's cut off, comes back out to Molly Corbett. Top of the key, inside, nice pass, over to Adriana Corbett, she'll put it up and in and draw a foul. Adriana with the first 2 points of the ball game, she'll go to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul's on here as they post it on the scoreboard. It is number 15, Versi. Her first. Free throw for Adriana on the way is no good. Rand is going to pull down the rebound. Just underway here in this third-place game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in the Mark Tree Lady Indians' fourth meeting on the season. They're going to say a Lady Bear touched that, and it went out of bounds off of them. It'll belong to Mark Tree. It looked like that went right off one of the Mark Tree Lady Indians from here. Pass underneath, shot up, is no good. Fight for the rebound. Comes out, and the Lady Bears are off on the break. Good pass, and Molly Corbett to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Well, we're starting to look like the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears we've been used to all year to start this game. It's 4-0. Mammoth Spring on defense now. Almost a steal there by Young. Dupree with it. She holds up, kicks it back out to Anderson. Anderson in the corner. The ball's tipped, picked up by the Lady Indians. Anderson goes inside. Rand turns, puts the shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Back up and in. Alicia Rand with the first two for Mark Tree and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lead is down to two. Tay Davis gives it on the wing to Corbett, over in the corner to Young, across the floor to Molly Corbett. Back over to Young. Young inside to Molly. Molly goes up with it, had it knocked away, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball underneath their basket. 6:05 to play. We played almost 2 minutes. Tay Davis to trigger the ball in on the baseline, slaps it. Bears break. They'll bring it in to Adriana Corbett. Adriana, nice pass into the middle of Davis. She backs it back out. Drives, gives it off to Molly Corbett. Molly back out to Laney Young. They swing it around, left wing, and the pass too high over the head of Molly Corbett and out of bounds. Lady Bears' first turnover. Had a lot of those last night. Hopefully, that's not going to be the case here this afternoon. It's early game. Lady Bears will set up the defense. Anderson, quick little point guard, gives it over to Dupree. Dupree across the floor. Shot on the way. It's blocked. Good defense there. Then he goes right to the Lady Indians. And we're going to get a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Versi got the rebound, then she got shoved down. That foul's on Tay Davis, her first. Inbound play here for the Lady Indians. They're going to throw it into the backcourt, which is fine. They can go get it. And do. Anderson gives it over on the wing to McGuire. McGuire looking inside. Brings it back out. Her pass is tipped by Washam, almost stolen. McGuire runs it down, gets it back out to Anderson. Anderson stops over to McGuire. They lob it into the inside. The ball's loose on the floor, and the Lady Bears pick it up with the basketball. Laney Young up the floor, gives it to Corbett. Back out. Davis for three. It's on the way. It's good. Tay Davis knocks down the three, and the Lady Bears lead it by 5-7-2. 4:57 left to play here in this first quarter. Anderson crosses half court, gets the screen. Laney Young goes under. Ball's loose on the floor, almost stolen. Over to McGuire on the left side, and she's tripped. Molly Corbett called for the foul, so that's the second foul on the Lady Bears. And the Lady Indians will inbound. Mark Tree with the basketball. Anderson thought about the three, gives it to McGuire on that left wing. She'll bring it all the way back out front, back to Anderson. Anderson dribbling around the defense, throws it inside to Versi. She'll put it up and in. Good play by Journey Versi. Good shot, I should say. Good pass from Anderson. Tay Davis with the basketball to Adriana Corbett on that left wing. Looking inside across the floor, and she tried to go a no-look pass from Davis, and there was nobody where she passed it to. She thought Molly Corbett was going underneath. So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mark Tree will bring the ball up the floor. They're trailing by 3-7-4. 4:16 left to play here in this first quarter. Mammoth Spring step back in that zone defense here to start with. Anderson gives the ball off to Dupree. Dupree, pass inside is stolen. Taken by Washam. Washam up the floor to Young. Young's pass is stolen. Back the other way, and Rand is all alone for an easy two. Another turnover on the Lady Bears. We're hoping that they didn't develop a habit last night but turned the ball over more than we're used to. They turned it over three times already here in this first quarter. That one ended up with two easy points for the Lady Indians. Molly Corbett has it in the corner. Out to Davis. She fakes the three. Gives it over to Young. Young's pass back out to Molly. To Davis. Davis will set it up. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Adriana Corbett drives to the basket. And we're going to have a jump ball. It should belong to the Mammoth, to Mark Tree. I thought Mark Tree won the tap to start the game. Must have been a tie-up early that I've forgotten already. 7-6, Mark Tree. A chance to take the lead here for the first time as they bring it up the floor. Zanomi Anderson. Anderson stops, passes on the wing, gives it over to number two who just checked in. That's Nesbitt. That is Amy Nesbitt. Inside, Rand to put it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Versi with the rebound. She'll go back up and draw a foul, and they're going to get Adriana Corbett for the foul, her first. So the Lady Bears now will line it up at the free throw line as Journey Versi goes to the line to shoot a couple. Chance to put her team on top here early. Versi's first free throw is on the way, and it's no good. It's still 7-6, Mammoth Spring. With that lead, two fouls. They called that foul on Tay Davis, not Adriana Corbett. That's her second. Versi will set the second one. No good, and Corbett pulls down the rebound. She'll hand off to Tay Davis, and they'll bring it up the floor on offense. Lady Bears, see if they can get a good shot here. Without a turnover. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Her pass is stolen. Ball loose on the floor, diving after it. Anderson has it. Anderson to the basket. Puts it up. She's going to make the bucket and draw a foul. Zanomi Anderson gives the Lady Indians a lead by one and now a chance to take a two-point lead here. That foul on Laney Young, her first. And the fourth already on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Anderson, free throw is on the way, and it's good. So So a two-point lead for the Martrete Lady Indians. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Tay Davis into the front court, gives it off to Young. Back out to Corbett. They swing it around the outside. Across the floor to Young. Young, one dribble, gives it back out to Davis. Davis thought about the three, didn't take it. She'll take the little running jumper up and in. Tay Davis makes the shot to tie the ball game at 9. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Martrete Lady Indians continue to play here in the third-place game of the 1A2 Regional. Ball's tipped, picked up by Anderson. Over to Dupree. Back out to Nesbitt. They swing it around. Anderson with it. Goes down the lane. Pass off to Versi. Versi to the basket, and she called for the travel. Versi called for the travel. She was clapping. She thought she had the foul. Looks like Jaylee Tyson going to check in, and Tay Davis coming out. Tay comes out after picking up that last foul. She's got two. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Jaylee Tyson. Tyson will give it off to Corbett. Over to Young. Across to Adriana Corbett. To Jaylee Tyson. To Molly Corbett. She thought about the three. Didn't take it. Adriana has it underneath. Or outside, excuse me. To Tyson. Back over to Molly Corbett. Back to Tyson. She's going to fire for three. It's good. Jaylee Tyson with a big three for the Lady Bears. Puts them back in front by 3-12-9. Mammoth Spring now on defense. Laney Young going to pick up Anderson. She crosses half court. Gets the screen and then reach in foul. Going to be called on Laney Young. That's her second. Lady Bears. Laney Young called for the foul, and that's going to put them over the limit and send Anderson to the free throw line. Chance to cut into the three-point Mammoth Spring lead. It's 12-9. Anderson. First free throw is on the way. It is good. He's 2 out of 2. Got 4 points on the night. And she'll set for the second free throw, trying to cut the lead to 1. Shot on the way is good. Made them both. 12-11. Mammoth Spring by 1. A minute 12 left to play in this first quarter. Jaylee Tyson with the basketball. Tyson out above the top of the key. Gets it over in the corner to Washington. Back out to Tyson. To Molly Corbett. Across the floor to Laney Young. Laney back out. Tyson with it. Tyson looking underneath. Gives it to Washington on the cut. Washington goes up and she's going to be fouled. Good cut to the basket by Brynn Washam, and a good pass in there by Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears get the foul, but they're still, that's just the second foul on Mark Tree, the second on Versi. Mammoth Spring to inbound. Tyson going to bring it in to Washam. Washam goes around the defender, puts it up, had it blocked out of bounds. Mammoth Spring will have the ball. 32 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Bears will inbound the basketball. Jaylee Tyson going to inbound. Another player checking in. That is number 4. That's Jones. Kimmy Jones. Inbound play. Lady Bears are in trouble. Turned it over. Almost turned it over. Good save there by Brynn Washam. Off to Young. Young's going to fire for 3. It's on the way. It's good. Laney Young with her first 3. And the Lady Bears are up 4 now, 15-11. 27 seconds left, first quarter. Anderson with the basketball. Bears settle back in the zone here. Don't want to pick up any more fouls. Got two players already with 2 fouls, Davis and Young. Anderson driving to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. She took it right at the defense. Good play. 5 seconds left here in the quarter. Shot by Tyson on the way. Off the rim, no good. So at the end of the first quarter, your score 15-13. Mammoth Spring leading Martrete. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Welcome back again to Westside High School here in Greers Ferry, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a two-point lead at the end of one quarter, 15-13. They'll have the ball to start the second. And they'll come back out with the same five that left the floor. Tay Davis still on the bench over there. She picked up two first-quarter fouls. Jaylee Tyson come in. Jaylee's done a good job. She's got an assist and a three-pointer here in that first quarter. Young with it. Young just hit a three-pointer. They back off a little bit. Molly Corbett on the opposite wing. Molly, couple of dribbles, looking inside. Finds Adriana Corbett. Adriana back to Molly. Molly puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Rand. Rand needs help now, trying to find help, and does. Gets it out to Anderson. They've got numbers. Anderson on the dribble. Gives it over. Shot up is no good. We're going to have a foul called. I think they're going to get Tyson. The Lady Indians attacking the basket here. They did get Jaylee for her first. So at the line will be number four. That is Jones. Her free throw is good. Jones, the junior, with her first points of the ball game. She'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears head the other way. It's a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tyson with the basketball. She works it into the middle to Corbett, and Corbett's going to be fouled by Rand. Her first. Bears will inbound on the sideline over by the scores table. It will be Lainey Young to trigger the ball in right there at the end of the Mark Tree bench. Got to get it in here. Got to hurry. They work it all the way underneath in the post. Corbett, she'll come back out. Gives it to Washam, then gets it right back. Back to Young. Young inside to Corbett. Out to Molly. Molly will shoot the three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by Adriana to Washam. Washam goes up with it and draws a foul. Good strong move by Brynn inside. And she'll go to the free throw line. Washam has did not score in the first quarter. Looking for her first points here to start the second quarter. 15-14. First shot on the way is good. Washington set for the second. Tay Davis back in. Jaylee Tyson out. Washington set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. So Davis and Young both playing with two fouls here with 7 minutes left in this first half. They've got to really be careful. Can't get your guards, the best two defensive guards out there in foul trouble. Well, two of the best. Good steal there by Mammoth Spring. Up the floor, Young with it. Young drives in, kicks it back out to Molly Corbett. Her pass back out to Davis. Davis across the floor, gets it to Washam. Washam over to Adriana. She's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Young. She'll put it back up and in. Lainey Young. With 5 points down, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a five-point lead. 19-14. 6:21 left to play in the first half. Anderson gives it on the wing to number four. Again, that is Jones. They swing it around. Dupree back out to Anderson. Anderson fakes the three, gives it back to Dupree. Underneath, shot no good by Versi. Back up and in. Lady Bears couldn't do a whole lot there. Got people in foul trouble. Didn't want to pick up a foul there. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Corbett has it. That's Adriana Corbett. Back out to Tay Davis. Tay will set up the offense. Three-point Mammoth Spring lead. Gives it to Adriana. Now swings around on the wing. Has the basketball. She's going to fire a three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound by Rand, and Rand is tied up. Jump ball. It'll belong to the Mark Tree Lady Indians. 5:34 left to play here in this first half. 3-point Mammoth Spring lead. with the basketball. Anderson walks it up the floor. They don't want to get in any hurry, get out, start running with the Lady Bears. Pass into the middle to Versi. Versi turns, puts the shot up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. She's going to push the ball up the floor on the break. Good pass inside. Out to Molly Corbett. Molly to the basket, put it up. Couldn't get it to go. Adriana had a rebound and then had it knocked away by Versi. Good effort there by Adriana Corbett on the boards. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Tay Davis will bring the ball in. Looks for a teammate. Still looking. Looking inside. Got to get it into somebody. Got it into Molly Corbett, and she drew a foul as she tried to go up with it. We'll see if that's Versi. That'll be three. See who they called in. Versi and Rand were both there. Molly Corbett, it is on Rand, her second. So both the two bigs for Mark Tree getting in a little foul trouble. Molly at the free throw line puts the first one up and in. Molly Corbett with 3 points in the game. Sets for her second. It's a four-point Mammoth Spring lead. Shot on the way, and the player from Mark Tree walked out in front of her before she shot it. Big-time lane violation. That wasn't even close, so she'll try it again. Two to make three in this case. Three to make two, I should say. Shot is good. Corbett gets them both. She's got 4 points. And it's a five-point Mammoth Spring lead. Lady Bears need to buckle down here with some defense to try to put some distance in this game. We got a foul called, and that's what I thought, an offensive foul. That's going to be Versi. She got tangled up inside with one of the Lady Bears and kind of pushed her away and got called for the foul. That's going to get number 35 in the game. That is Tony Hister. She'll check in. So they lose a little size there. The Lady Bears had already inbounded the ball. They blew the whistle and stopped so they could make a substitution. Usually they won't let that happen, but they did this time. Lady Bears head up the floor. Look at this zone defense. Give it on the wing to Washam. Underneath to Molly Corbett. Back out Young for three. It's on the way. It's good. Lainey Young, her second three-pointer. She's got eight. The Lady Bears lead it by eight now, 24-16. With the basketball, Anderson outside. Passes on the wing to number three. That is Dupree. Off to Anderson. Anderson all the way underneath. Gets the ball to Rand. She missed the shot underneath. Puts it back up. Can't get it to go. And now we got a rebounding foul called on number 35, Hister. She come over the back of Corbett, who had good inside position. And the Lady Bears will get it back. Coach Small wants a timeout. 24-16, Mammoth Spring by 8. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And welcome back again. Westside High School here at Grierson Ferry, Arkansas. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have built an 8-point lead now. With 4:09 to play here in this first half against the Mark Tree Lady Indians. This is the fourth meeting between these two teams on the season. Lady Bears have won the first three meetings, looking to make it four in a row. And it's hard to beat a team that many times in the season, a good team like this. Lady Bears trying to do that. Adriana Corbett at the free throw line. She'll shoot the first free throw up and in. Adriana with 3 points. Sets for the second shot. Corbett's second one is on the way, and it's good. Two out of two from the line. And the Lady Bears out with a double-digit lead at 10, 26-16. Anderson will walk across half court, picked up there by the defense from Mammoth Spring. Driving on the baseline, Dupree's going to bring it back out to Anderson. Anderson all the way on top of the key, pulls up for three. It's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, good box out. Molly Corbett, she'll give it to Davis, and Davis will bring it up the floor. Tay Davis with the basketball, back to Corbett. Molly, back to Davis as they play catch with it, top of the key. They go down on the baseline to Adriana Corbett. Adriana looking inside. Bounce pass back over to Davis. Davis driving in. Her pass over to Young. Good pass over to Corbett, and that's going to be another foul. Number 35, Hister, picking up her second. Lady Bears at the free throw line now. That is the fifth foul. Actually, the sixth foul on the Lady Indians. Free throw by Adriana. This time is off the rim, no good. She was perfect at the line before that shot. She can get back to 75%, make three out of four. Second one's all the way, and she did. She made the second. She's got 5 points, and the lead's out to 11 now, 27-16. 3:22 left in this first half of play. Mammoth Spring and Mark Tree. Lady Bears with the lead. Dupree has it on the wing. She thought about the three, drives baseline. She's cut off and makes a tough shot. Good shot by LaCrissa Dupree, and she was cut off on the baseline by the Lady Bears. Molly Corbett over to Young. Young underneath to Adriana Corbett. Back out to Laney. Laney looking inside. Gets it into Washam. Washam around through traffic. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. And then it's taken away. And we got a jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears will have the ball on the alternating possession underneath their own basket. We're down to 2:50 left to play here in this first half. Mammoth Spring trying to work it in. They're going to bring it in to Young in the corner. Laney's hitting a couple of threes. Inside to Corbett. She'll put it up and in with the left hand. Good job, Adriana, using that left hand to keep the ball away from the defense. She put it in, and it's an 11-point lead, 29-18. Mark Tree will come back the other way. Lady Indians with the basketball. Number two driving baseline. Her pass almost out of bounds. Dupree will put it up. No good. Right for the loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by Molly Corbett, and she's going to be fouled. So she'll go to the free throw line. Is that foul? I believe was on number three, LaCrissa Dupree. And it was her first. Molly Corbett back to the free throw line. Molly is 2 out of 2 at the line tonight. And she sets for a couple here. Shot is on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. She'll get one more. Second one is up, and it is good. It bounced around several times on the rim before falling through. 12-point lead now for Bama Spring. 30-18, 2:16 left to play. Mark Tree with the basketball. They'll work it over to Dupree. They go inside to Hister. Hister almost double dribbled and turned it over. Steal to the Lady Bears. Up the floor. Oh, Tay Davis thought about throwing that ball underneath to Washam. She gets her own rebound. The missed shot goes back up and in. Tay now with 7 points in the ball game. And the Lady Bears have built the lead out to 14 now at 32-18. Noni Anderson on the dribble. Picks it up. She goes over on the wing. Three-pointer is up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Brent Washam. Off to Davis. Davis up to Young. Laney looking inside. Gives it to Adriana Corbett. She goes baseline. Puts it up off the glass for two. Adriana Corbett having a big second quarter. She scored 7 in the quarter. Has 9 in the half. And Mark Tree wants the timeout. 34-18, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And welcome back again here to Westside High School at Greer's Ferry, the 1A2 regional third-place game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have built a 16-point lead now, 34-18 over the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Mark Tree will have the basketball. They called the timeout. Anderson going to walk it across half court slowly. Lady Bears still back in that zone. They'll come out and pick them up as they get a little closer to the three-point line. Ran with it way out high on the floor, and that's where they want to keep her. She does most of her damage inside. Goes to the basket, puts the shot up, gets her own rebound. The ball's loose on the floor and picked up by Lainey Young. She'll hand to Davis. Davis up the floor to Corbett. Adriana to Molly on the baseline in the corner. Comes back out to Young. Underneath, her pass is knocked away and stolen by Rant. Good defense there by the Mark III Lady Indians. Alicia Rant. She'll give it to Anderson. Anderson goes through traffic, back out to Rand. Rand spins into the lane. Pull-up jumper is on the way, no good. Rebound Frankfort. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Mark III Lady Indians. Lady Bear is doing a much better job here defensively over the last couple of minutes. 34 seconds left in the half. Substitution here for the Mark III Lady Indians. Double zero going to check in. And I'll have to check. That is Jonna Jackson. Up the floor. Corbett with it. It's Molly out top of the key. She'll give it to Lainey Young on the left. Or Lainey Young, excuse me. On the left wing. Back out to Molly Corbett. Molly into the post underneath to Adriana Corbett. Adriana across the floor to Young. Back over to Davis. Davis around to Adriana Corbett. The ball's loose on the floor going after jump ball. Well, they haven't called it yet. Still 6 seconds left. Mark III comes out of there with it. Time running out. Shot at the buzzer. No good. At the half, your score, 34-18. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears by 18. We'll take, or by 16, excuse me. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again here to Greer's Ferry and Westside High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears at the half, leading by 16, 34-18 over the Mark III Lady Indians. We checked the scoring for both teams. First of all, for Mark III, they were led in the first half by Zanomi Anderson. She had 7 points, 4 points apiece for Journey Versi and Alicia Rand. Looks like 2 points for LaCrissa Dupree and 1 point for Kimmy Jones. 1 point, or excuse me, that's 1 point for Kimmy Jones. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, good balance scoring. They were led by Adriana Corbett. Adriana with 9 first half points, 8 points for Lainey Young, 6 points for Tay Davis, 5 apiece for Molly Corbett, and 5 points for Molly Corbett, 3 points for Jaylee Tyson, and 2 for Bryn Washam. Again, Lady Bears, they struggled early, had several turnovers in that first quarter, managed to come out of that with a 2-point lead at 15-13, but really took over in the second quarter, outscoring the Lady Indians 19-5 in the second quarter. to take a 16-point halftime lead. I want to again say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball here for the 2023-24 season. We are at the half, third place game of the 1A2 regional tournament. Bears with a 16-point lead over the Marktree Lady Indians. We'll take another break, back with more from Westside High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The schools participating in this regional basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association, as authorized by their school board. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association. Again, we are at the half. Both teams have made their way back out of the locker room. The Lady Bears with a 16-point lead, 34-18 over the Marktree Lady Indians. The Lady Bears shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line in that first half, 8 out of 10. Marktree was 5 out of 7, so neither team really missed a lot of free throws. Excuse me, they were actually, I wrote that down wrong, it was 4 out of 7. 4 out of 7 in the first half for Marktree. We do have foul trouble for the teams. Tay Davis and Laney Young both with 2 first half fouls for Marktree. Journey Versick, who is one of their main players' main weapons inside, has 3 first half fouls, 2 for Alicia Rand and 2 for Tony Hester. So a little bit of foul trouble on both sides of the court. Both teams will have to be a little careful there not to pick up any cheap fouls here early in this one, in this third quarter. Lady Bears trying to get this third place win. Of course, both these teams, as we said, will advance into the state tournament game next week over at Harrison, Arkansas. We'll be there for that. Not sure right now what What day and time they'll be playing over there, we'll get that for you, and we'll pass that along to you on Monday in our sports, find out who they're going to play after all of this is said and done and all the other regionals have finished up across the state. But we do know the top four teams from this region do advance. So both of these two teams, along with Concord and Norfolk, will be headed to Harrison next week. On the boys' side, we've got Rural Special, Mark Tree, Concord, and Greer's Ferry. That'll all be headed over to North Arkansas next week. Going to run the final minute off the clock right now. Coach Small has his girls gathered up around him on the far side of the floor. They are talking things over as they get ready to go here with the second half of play. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Thank you, by the way. I just had some snacks delivered to me here. Now, that's service. They brought me up some brownies out of the hospitality room. They look good. They'll run the final few seconds off of the clock. Lady Bears and the Lady Indians set to go here in this second half of play. It will be Lady Indian basketball to start the second half. The freshman, number five, McGuire, will inbound the basketball. She'll get it in to Anderson. Anderson takes it left side, gives it to McGuire. McGuire looking inside. Comes back out to Anderson, almost threw it over her head. Anderson quick down the floor, goes to the basket. Reverse layup, tough layup, and that was good. Anderson now with nine. Quickly, the Lady Bears head back the other way. Lead cut to 14. Young gives it over to Adriana Corbett. She looks inside. Her pass underneath off to Davis. Her shot was maybe partially blocked. They come up the floor to Anderson. Anderson almost lost the ball. Pushed it down the lane. Gives it to McGuire. That shot's no good. And Corbett pulls down the rebound. Corbett up the floor to Washam. Washam back out to Corbett. Now to Davis. They set it up. Molly Corbett in the corner. Back out to Davis. Back to Adriana. Adriana to the basket. Her shot blocked. Rebound by Versi. Versi gives it off to Anderson. Anderson quickly pushing the ball up the floor to number three, Dupree. Her shot no good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of Versi. The Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Lady Bears will come back on offense here, trying to get back that 16-point lead they started the half with. Gives it to Corbett on the baseline. She's looking inside. Back out to Molly. Adriana to Molly. Over to Young. Three-pointer on the way. It is good. Lainey Young's third three-pointer. She's in double figures now with 11. Leads all scores. And the Lady Bear lead is up to 17, 37-20. Anderson gives it to Dupree in the corner. She works it underneath to Versi. Versi's pass is tipped, and it's going to go off the leg of Rand and out of bounds. Coming in is number double zero for the Lady Indians. That is Jackson, Jonna Jackson. She is a freshman. With the basketball, Davis will walk it up the floor. Gets it on the wing to Young, who just hit a three. They back off of her for some reason, and she takes it and makes another one. Not the person you want to leave wide open. That's her fourth three-pointer, and the Lady Bears all of a sudden have a 20-point lead. 5:50 left to play third quarter. Anderson on the dribble. She's looking inside, gives it to Dupree on the wing. Her pass back out to Anderson. Anderson goes in the lane, gives it to Versi. Versi goes up. Her shot is good. Versi now with 6 points in the ball game. And the lead's back to 18 now, 40-22. Tay Davis on the wing, gives it to Young. Are they going to back off? Looks like they almost backed off of her again. We got a foul inside before the bucket. Molly made the basket, but there was a foul on the floor, and we'll see who that's on. On number double zero, Jackson, her first. So Lady Bears will inbound. Jackson's going to come out now as Rand checks back in. Inbound play here. Molly Corbett will bring the ball in. Brings it in to Washam. Washam around to Young. Back over to Adriana Corbett. Oh, her pass just hit the rim, but it went right to Ben Washam for an easy two. Good pass by Adriana. She ricocheted off the rim and got a right two. But then while she's trying to hit Tay Davis on that alley-oop underneath, and Tay was wide open. We got a foul inside. We'll see who that's on for the Lady Bears. Gunnison ran to the free throw line. That's on Adriana Corbett, her first. And Alicia Rand will go to the line. Rand sets for the first free throw. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rand has 4 points in the ball game. Trying to cut into this 20-point lead. Second one is up, and it's no good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. She'll dribble out of traffic, gives it to Davis. Tate across half court, right in the center of the floor. Gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly around to Young. Young looking inside. Comes back out to Molly Corbett. Back over to Young. Young looking inside. Adriana on the baseline. Adriana Corbett, one dribble. Back to Young. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. That is her fifth three-pointer, third here in this third quarter. And Lady Bears with a steal on the inbound. Tay Davis, Tay off the basket for two. Tay came the length of the floor to get that ball on a lazy pass inbound. And the Lady Bears now are up 25-47-22. Down to 4:13 to play in this third quarter. Versi with it on the wing. She's looking for help. Guarded by Washam. Gets it back out to Anderson. Denomi Anderson. She'll drive in. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer is blocked by Molly Corbett. Molly with a good defensive play. Quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Takes it in the middle. Holds up. Back out to Davis. Davis goes around the defender and shoots the layup. Tay Davis. This is looking more like the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears we've seen here over the last few weeks. They've exploded here over the last few minutes. And now lead it by 27. Pass inside to Rand. Rand back out to Anderson. She thought about the three. Three-pointer on the way by Dupree is over the rim and then picked up by Rand. Back out, McGuire will fire for a three. And the rebound inside fought for is going to belong to Mammoth Spring. Molly Corbett had good inside position. Someone comes flying in over her back, knocked it out. 3:19 left in this third quarter. Lady Bears have built a 27-point lead. This game was close with just a couple of minutes left there in that first half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears pulled away late in the first half to get a 16-point lead. Now they've built it out to 27, a little over halfway through. Alley-oop underneath, trying to get it to Davis, and it goes right off her fingertips. One of the players for Mark Tree got a finger on it, made it just a little bit too high for Tay to bring in. She was wide open, and she good as a that ball would have got through, it would have been an easy layup. Anderson on the dribble, drives in, kicks it out. Dupree, she's double-teamed, looking for help, and the pass is stolen by Young. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Washam. To the basket, she'll put it up and in. Brynn now with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Bears up by 29. Anderson with it. Anderson on the dribble, drives in, kicks it out to Dupree. Dupree back out to Anderson. Anderson fakes, goes into the lane to Journey Versi. She'll put it up and in. Versi now with 8 points. 2:23 left third quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Tyson sitting at the scores table. She's set to check in. They quickly jump out on Young. She was open on the three-point line. She's hit three threes here in this third quarter. Tay Davis gets the ball in the lane, puts the shot up and in. Tay has 6 points in the quarter and now has 12 in the ball game. And that's wrong. Texas has 13. We got a timeout call, 53-24. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We are back again at Westside High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have now built a 29-point lead, 53-24, over the Mark Tree Lady Indians. I had to think about it for a minute on who we were playing. Mammoth Spring and Mark Tree still in the timeout, talking things over here as we get ready to go. The final 3 minutes here of this third quarter. Lady Bears has really exploded here. A little over halfway through the quarter, they've already got 19 points here in the quarter. Back out on the floor. Lady Bears, Jaylee Tyson, who checked in at that timeout. She came in, I believe, for She came in for Laney Young with a basketball. Lady India swinging around the outside. Pass over is going to be a turnover. Good defense there. Molly Corbett got in the way there in the passing lane. And number two, Nesbitt, who had just checked in, threw it out of bounds. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, leading by 29. To get this over 30, we'll have a quick fourth quarter. Molly Corbett looking inside, still looking. Brings it out. Gives it back to Davis. Davis, one dribble, pass across. And it's stolen. Dangerous pass. You can't throw across the lane like that. Turnover. Gives it back to the Lady Indians. Anderson on the dribble. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. It's blocked by Corbett, and then she picks up the ball. Good defense by Adriana. Tay Davis thought about the three. She'll back it back out. Gives it to Tyson. Over to Molly Corbett. Molly looking inside. Molly back out to Davis. Davis back to Jaylee. They play catch with it around the outside. Lady Bears, good ball movement here. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Tyson is going to fire for three. It's on the way. Ooh, off the rim, no good. And Versi pulls down the rebound. Anderson now will bring it up the floor. We're down to 38 seconds left here in this third quarter. Anderson brings it back out to Jones. They swing it around. Anderson gets it back. She goes in. She's cut off. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball. We'll belong to Mammoth Spring with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Or 24 on the game clock, I should say. The shot clock will be turned off. Tay Davis. Lady Bear is going to probably go for one shot here. Leading by 29. Brynn Washam has it on the wing. Gives it to Davis. Davis will hold up. Could have shot that. Wait. Washam for three. It's on the way. And, ooh, all around the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Pass back out to Davis into Corbett. Corbett's going to go up with it and in. What a shot by Adriana Corbett. Put it up left-handed again, and the Lady Bears lead at 55-24. We'll be back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Welcome back to Westside High School in Grimes Ferry, the 1A2 regional. Third place game, Lady Bears now leading by 31, so as long as it stays above 30, that clock will continue to run. It looks like the Lady Indians just went to the bench. They've got all subs in there, and they turn it over. Lady Bears still have their starters out there, with the exception of Jaylee Tyson is in the game. Along, trying to see who else with starters. Molly Corbett's getting a breather here. Jaylee with a basketball. She'll give it over to Davis. Four of the five starters in there, but if it stays like this, they probably won't be in there for long. Adriana Corbett Pass back over to Washam. Washam's going to go to the basket and draw a foul. She went down. Don't want to get anybody hurt here. This game looking like it's pretty well out of hand with a 31-point lead. Clock's going to continue to run here. It's down to 7-11. Washam's free throw is in. Rolled around, but it fell in. So Brynn now with 7 points of the ball game. She'll set for the next free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. 8 for Washam. And it's a 33-point Mammoth Spring lead at 57-24. Looks like Versi and Anderson going to check back in there at the scores table. Bears, like I said, still playing with some of their starters out there, four of them. And Jaylee Tyson, who is about the same as the starter. She plays a lot of minutes. Shot up, no good. Fights for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. So Versi and Anderson are back in. With 6:25, the play clock continues to run here as they get set, get all the players in, and get set to inbound the basketball. Run about 20 seconds off there with nothing happening, really. Anderson with the basketball, little head fake. She'll kick it back out. Gives it to Jones, back out to Anderson. Anderson, quick little guard, but Davis did a good job staying in front of her. Pass into the middle, it's tipped and stolen. Laney Young with it. Laney almost lost it. Picks it up. Gives it back to Davis. Davis looking inside. She wanted to get it into Washam, but and we got a steal turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Going to the basket. Dupree going to put it up. She can't get it to go. And the rebound is going to go off the hands of the Lady Indians and out of bounds. Lady Bears going to the bench a little more here. Molly Corbett and Bethany Robbins will check in. Bethany seeing her first action of the day. The sophomore will come in. Brynn Washam and Laney Young will get a breather. Probably done for the night. They'll rest them up, get ready for next week. Tay Davis on the dribble, gives it to Corbett on the wing. It's Adriana Corbett to Robbins in the corner. Back out to Molly Corbett. Molly over to Adriana. Adriana to Davis. Davis drives down the lane. Pass in to Adriana. Back out. And give it to Molly Corbett. To Adriana, back over to Davis. Davis trying to go inside. They turn it over. Steal by the Lady Indians. Under 5 minutes to play. This one's all but academic here. It's just a matter of what the final score is going to be. Leading by 33 points. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on Jaylee Tyson. As Dupree took the ball to the basket. For Jaylee, that's her second. And LaCrissa Dupree will go to the line. She's got 2 points. It's her first free throws on the night. Down to 4:18 as the clock continues to run. Usually stops during free throws, but with a 30-point rule. They got 5 new players set to check in for the Marktree Lady Indians. So they'll all come in, all but one. She'll have to wait while Dupree shoots the second free throw and just continues to take time off the clock while they're doing all this. We're down to 3:50 now to play. Shot on the way is good. She made 1 out of 2. They'll blow the whistle. Lady Bears are going to send some players in. Looks like they'll come in with, Allie Reisner and Lauren Parker checking into the ball game. They'll come in for the seniors, Adriana Corbett and Tay Davis. So right now, Lady Bears have got Tyson, Robbins, Molly Corbett, the only starter still on the floor. They've got Parker and Reisner. Jaylee with a basketball, Molly with a basketball goes baseline, trying to go up with it, and she's called for the travel. Down to 3:15 to play. The Lady Bears will go back on defense. More players at the scores table for Marktree, and we'll try to get all these names and numbers here. A lot of new players into the ball game. With a basketball out front, that's number 2. That's Nesbitt. Gets it over in the corner to Jackson. Jackson's pass inside, stolen by Reisner. She'll hand to Robbins. Robbins to Molly Corbett, back to Robbins inside. I don't think she realized how open she was. Molly's going to drive to the basket, put it up and in, and draw a foul. Molly now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will send Kylie Williams in here at the next stop and play. Molly Corbett at the free throw line. The clock continues to run here as they make substitutions. Molly's free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Reisner. She's going to put it back up and draw a foul. This will take some more time off the clock as everybody gets lined up here at the free throw line. Williams still waiting to check in. We got more players headed to the scores table. Looks like Guernsey going to check in. Allie Reisner makes the first free throw. For Allie, her first point of the ball game. Guernsey and Williams in. Like Tyson and Molly Corbett will sit out. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Going to go out of bounds. Cuts last by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It is 60-25. We're down to a minute 25 left to play. Mammoth Spring will get the third-place trophy here in the tournament. And they will advance into the state tournament. Turnover inside of steal as Lauren Parker got a hand on it. Lauren now dribbling the ball up the floor. Good pass into Reisner for an easy two. Beautiful pass from Lauren Parker to Allie Reisner. And the Lady Bears lead it now 62-25. It's a 26. That's more than that. It's a 37-point lead. With a basketball, Mark Tree Lady Indians. They swing it around. Jackson's going to take a three. That's no good. Rebound by Lauren Parker. Down to 41 seconds to play. Parker will give it off to Reisner. Pass across the floor. And Guernsey wasn't expected. It went right behind it. The Lady Bears turn it over. We're down to 29 seconds to play. This is just about over. They'll run the final seconds off the clock. Pass into the corner. Lady Bears with a double team. 18 seconds. The shot clock is off. Jackson lost it on the floor. It's picked up by the Lady Bears. Lauren Parker up the floor to Reisner. Reisner over to Robbins. Robbins got back to Reisner. Reisner shot no good. Rebound pulled down. That's going to do it. Your final score, 62-25. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears by 37. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Hey, welcome back again to Westside High School here at Greers Ferry, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a victory here in the third place game, 62-25. Your final scores. We take a look at the scoring in the game. The Lady Indians from Mark Tree were led by Zanomi Anderson. She finished with 8 points for Journey Versey. Looks like 4 points for Alicia Rand, 3 for LaCrissa Dupree, and 1 for Kimmy Jones for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Good balance scoring. They were led in the ball game by Laney Young. Laney finished with 17 points, made 5 3-pointers. And then 12 points for Tay Davis, 11 points for Adriana Corbett, 8 points for Brim Washam, 7 points for Molly Corbett, and 3 apiece for Jaylee Tyson and for Allie Reisner. Lady Bears really took control of this late in that second quarter. They built a 16-point lead to half, led it 34-18. Then in the third quarter, outscored the Lady Indians 19-6. In that fourth quarter, outscored the Lady Indians, looks like 6-7-0. Lady Indians didn't score in the fourth quarter. Again, Lady Bears win it 62-25. Well, this is your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County post-game report. here from Westside High School. Lady Bears will advance into the state tournament next week down at North Arkansas College in Harris. Of course, we'll be there for that when they play. We don't have the times and the opponents right here in front of us yet, but we do know they will play next week there at North Arkansas College. So will the Mark Tree Lady Indians. We need to take a break to name, and then we'll come back and we'll name our Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, player of the game. We'll do that here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And time to name our, like I said, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent of Fulton County Player of the Game. And today we're going to give that to Lainey Young. Lainey was big, knocking down those three-pointers. She hit 5 three-pointers in the game, finished with 17 points to lead the Lady Bears in scoring. So, again, congratulations. Great job there by Lainey Young for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Again, Mammoth Spring's going to win it 62-25, your final, over the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball brought to you this afternoon by the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Dallas Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. FNBC Community Bankers. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Ozarka College. Mammoth Spring School District. And Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear basketball. Again, congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're going to wrap things up here from Greer's Ferry and Westside High School. For Coleman back on the at the studios running the board, I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.